Brian, it's Gary Lawless from the Free Press and Sport TSN Radio 1290. Congratulations on the deal.
Thank you.
I guess this has been a pretty anxious stretch or a couple of days for you. And just talk a little bit about the process and how you felt when you got the call from your agent that the deal was done.
Yeah, it was a bit different than the last time I signed a contract. You know, I kind of wasn't used to the whole procedure with filing for arbitration. And I think at the end of the day, it was a place neither us or the team wanted to go to. We were kind of hoping for more of a long-term deal. So, you know, I still was pretty confident it would get done before arbitration. So I'm glad it did.
Brian, have you ever, it's Kelly Moore from CJOB. Have you ever known or played with a teammate that has had to go through the arbitration process before? And was it, I don't want to say dreading, but is it something you felt kind of uncomfortable having to do?
Actually, no, I've never played with someone or really even talked about with anyone that's went through that whole process. You know, I've played with quite a few guys that, you know, have filed and been in a similar situation, but it usually gets worked out before the actual arbitration date. So I was kind of in new territory I wasn't too familiar with.
I'm sure you've heard all the horror stories about arbitration before, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's always unpredictable. That's what I've kind of learned from it. And, you know, the biggest thing was that, you know, we wanted to do something more longer term. So we really were hoping it wasn't going to get to that point. And I think the team was as well.
Brian, it's Andrew Patterson from Hustler & Lawless live on TSN 1290. Congrats again. This was a big commitment from the Jets organization to you for 5 years, as well as you to the city of Winnipeg. Can you talk about your thoughts about signing a five-year deal here to keep you in Winnipeg for the next half decade?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we talked about right away. I kind of wanted to stay in Winnipeg. And, you know, I've been part of that organization since I've been drafted. And even though we've moved to Winnipeg in the last couple of years, you know, it's something I wanted to be part of still. And, you know, it wasn't hard for me. I think I've been through a lot of rough times in Atlanta. And, you know, I think this organization's best days are ahead of them. And I think in the very near future. So I kind of wanted to stay to be a part of that. And, you know, it wasn't really hard for me to make that decision to stay with Winnipeg for a long time.
Brian, Gary Lawless again. You know, you only get a few chances to become an unrestricted free agent and to really go out and to test the market. How much thought did you give to, you know, signing a short deal so that I believe you would have been a free agent after this year, this coming season? How much thought did you give to going to market and finding out what other teams would pay you?
You know, I put a little thought into it. I mean, right after the season, but you know, like I said, it's something that, you know, I thought about for a bit, but it wasn't something I wanted. I didn't want to leave. You know, it'd be one thing if I wasn't happy in Winnipeg and if I wasn't happy with the organization and team, but you know, it's somewhere where I wanted to come back to and I wanted to be a part of for a long term. So I mean, there wasn't really any huge interest for me to go out and explore the market.
So, Brian, do you and Andrew Ladd now two on one wheeler to get him on under contract so that the line stays intact?
Yeah, honestly, those are the two first guys that I was talking to. You know, as soon as they heard out, they were both messaging me, and we talked a bit today. So, I mean, you know, hopefully Wheeler does something similar because, you know, we really enjoy playing together, and that's, you know, that's what we talked about all year is, you know, that chemistry we have is, you know, we all love, you know, playing together and we hang out together off ice. So, I mean, it'd be awesome if Wheeler could do something longer.
Brian, Gabriel Gosselin from CBC Radio-Canada. I'm wondering if you guys talked at all about some of the team's off-season acquisitions. I'm thinking of Devin Setoguchi and Michael Frolik.
Yeah, I mean, they're two guys that are definitely going to help our team. I was, you know, I was excited when we got both of them. You know, Frolik is a really skilled player, and I think he's going to help us a lot and give us more depth. And, you know, he's been there. He's won the Cup, and he's got that experience this team needs. And, you know, same with Setoguchi. I mean, I played a bit with him before at under-18s, and, you know, I know what kind of player he is, and, you know, he's going to help our team a lot. And I was really excited when we got both those guys.
Brian, Gary made mention of the thought about maybe testing unrestricted free agency. And I'm just wondering if you paid attention a lot to the guys who were part of the class of 2013 that are still sitting unemployed this summer and some pretty significant names. And did that maybe cause you to think twice as well?
Not really. I mean, I'm not, you know, one of those guys that wants to jump around teams. I'd rather be part of something more stable. And like I said, this is the organization that, you know, I started off with. So, you know, I would love to stay here for as long as I can. And, you know, I think everyone thinks about, you know, being a free agent when that time comes around. But, you know, it's something I gave, you know, not a lot of thought to.
I'm guessing that $23 million goes a long way in Winnipeg, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's kind of surreal to be talking about that kind of a number, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, for someone, it seriously just feels like I got in the league a couple of years ago. And, you know, it definitely feels like, you know, I'm not going into my seventh year, that's for sure. It's flown by. And, you know, I would have never thought when I was younger to be in this situation. So, you know, every day I'm playing in the NHL, I consider myself lucky.
Is there, you know, it seems like Chevalier is really kind of starting to lock down the core here. You know, you look at, he's got Ladd, you know, on a long term. Pavlik is done. Toby Enstrom, now yourself. You know, we're expecting that he's going to get deals done with Bogosian and Wheeler, you know, sometime in the next week. Are the players starting to kind of, and Vander Kane, are the players starting to feel like, you know what, we're all going to be here for a long time, and we're going to learn to win together? Because that's the next step for this group. You guys have done a lot of things statistically. You're all getting rich. The next thing for you is to win.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that's what we want. I mean, you know, if I felt the team was going to struggle for, you know, five more years, I wouldn't sign that deal. But, you know, like I said before, I think that this team's best days are in the near future. I mean, and you look at the guys we have on our team that we have locked up for a longer term, and, you know, I'm pretty excited, and especially with some of these young kids coming up that, you know, the Jets have drafted, you know, I think they're going to help us out a lot too. So, like I said, our best days are ahead of us, and I think we all want to be a part of it.
Brian, how do you celebrate tonight, and what are your plans for the rest of the off season?
Well, I'm probably going to be answering some text messages and phone calls the rest of the night, but, you know, I'm just going to relax, and I'm kind of glad it's done now, and, you know, I can just focus on, you know, all my energy in the next season, so I'm just glad we can figure it out.
How involved were you in the negotiations, Brian? Like, were you active in it, or did you just kind of sit back, let your agent do his job?
Well, you got to let your agent do his job. I mean, you know, that's what they're there for, and, you know, they've been in the business, you know, longer than I've been alive. So they know what they're doing, and, you know, I mean, there's a line of communication open with them, but at the end of the day, you know, they're the ones talking to the team, and they're the ones I put all my trust into, so.
Brian, it's Kirk Penton from the Winnipeg Sun. You scored a bunch of goals a couple of years ago, and last year you kind of became the setup man. How do you see yourself evolving in the offense with this team?
Honestly, I just try and adapt as much as I can. I mean, I try and play that all-around game. You know, I've always taken pride in defense and getting better at that and in the face-off circle. But, you know, I just try to adapt. I mean, last year it seemed like the goals were tough to come by, but, you know, my line mates, you know, were on fire. So, I mean, I kind of turned into more of a playmaker last year. But, you know, every season is kind of different. So, I mean, you never know what it's going to be like next year or the year after.